We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six,
seven,
eight. Hello.
9, 10,
11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14,
15. The 15-minute morning show.
All right, I'm warning you. It's not all fun and games. Welcome to the 15-minute morning show podcast.
Hey.
I'm here. It's Elvis with Bethany.
Hello, hello.
And there's Skeery.
Hi.
Straight Nate is here. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, see, okay, Straight Nate and his bad attitude is sort of going to be the launch of today's podcast.
It's Nate's having a rough day because his allergies are bad. This is the worst I've seen them.
I know, but Nate has a bad day every day. But today it's worse because of his allergies.
I can't win, man.
And he's always the I can't win man guy.
I can't.
What's wrong? What's wrong right now?
Like you guys, I absorb. I'm like the bulletproof vest for most of you here. And I take a lot of hits. I'm taking one right now because of a 3-hour time difference.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Now, people think we come in here. And by the way, Greg T just joined us.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
so people think we just come in here every day and go, hey, what's going on here? Here's another fart joke. All right, let's do the news. Here's a song.
And then we go home at 10 and never work again.
That's sort of the case every day, but not really. It is a business. We have a business to run. We represent a lot of revenue for the company, stuff that we don't even see, things we don't know about. We don't want to know about them. But Nate is sort of our shock absorber between the fun end of our business, what we do, and the business end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For instance, today, his only job, his one and only job was to get Kevin Spacey on the phone so we could do an interview. And today was the third time it had been.
Nate, you had one job.
I had
today
others.
Was the third time Kevin Spacey was
scheduled.
Yeah.
So
it was supposed to be 3 days ago at 10 a.m. Eastern time. It was supposed to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern time. It was supposed to be today at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
So what happened this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time?
I call at 10:03 because I gave 3 minutes grace period.
Because normally they call us, right?
They normally call us. They answer at 10:04 and then inform me that they were under the impression that it was 10 a.m. Pacific time.
California time.
Okay.
Which happens from time to time.
So I just want to show you right there. What does that say?
It says, okay, 10 a.m. Eastern time.
And what do they do?
The little hand says yes.
Okay.
Now, did you write Eastern time or E.T.?
E.T.
E.T.
Now, you see, you have to spell it out.
Why? It's
really scary.
Eastern time.
No. I heard him on the phone with Evan, by the way. Not Evan Hansen from the famous play, but Evan as in Evan and Jaren. Remember, they had a song out.
Yes, they did.
Crazy for this girl.
And now he's part of the management team for Kevin Spacey. He knew it was Eastern Coast time. All right. So there you have it.
Yeah.
So we have no Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
We called and some guy answered the phone and went, hello.
I woke somebody up. His name was Charles. He seemed like a nice guy.
Because it's 7 o'clock there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And now I don't know what to do. Now it's like, I seem inept.
Okay. The thing is, you're not inept. You're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. Kevin Spacey, we all agree, one of the best actors in the history of actors.
Yes.
And he's doing this special performance here in New York City. We wanted to talk to him about it. And we wanted to talk to him about his fifth season of House of Cards. And we
love
Kevin.
The Tonys. He's hosting the Tony Awards.
Hosting the Tonys. He has another movie coming out. Anyway, Kevin Spacey, love him, but we just couldn't get his people to connect with our people. That's it.
And by our people, you mean me.
Yeah.
But that's not your fault.
It's not your fault. I know exactly what you went through, and it happens.
Yeah. See, so for everybody who believes that it's easy to do a show, these are the trials and tribulations that go on in the background.
Okay, but think about it. If this is the worst thing that's going to happen to us today, not a bad day. And as Bethany's card to me reminds us, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Mm-hmm. Both are wonderful. What did you learn today? And then we'll move on. What'd you learn?
I guess I need to really spell it out and write the word Eastern next time.
Oh, I think you gave them ample warning.
I honestly don't know what I can learn from this.
Here's what I think you can learn from this.
What?
Let it go.
But I can't.
But
you gotta.
You're a perfectionist too, and I admire the hell out of
there's
that.
There's nothing we can do about it. Kevin Spacey is still asleep.
I know.
There's nothing you can do. Who all agrees? Let it go.
Let it go.
I would let it go.
Selective perfectionist.
Well, now I gotta answer a phone call.
Well, answer. Go to speakerphone. Let us hear it. I want to hear it. Go on. We're on live.
Hello. It's Nate.
Hi, Nate. It's Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, Charles. Everybody's saying hi.
Hi there. I can't
reach
them.
Oh, you can't reach them. They're probably asleep.
Possibly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's
do. What happened? I thought we were told 10 a.m. Pacific.
No, I was just checking my texts with Evan, and it said 10 a.m. Eastern. So that's fine. We'll figure it out.
We're letting it go.
Yeah, we're letting it go.
But we love Kevin.
We love Kevin, and we're going to have him on the show. I mean, I'm determined to make this happen.
Okay.
So,
for a second there, I thought I called into the show, by mistake.
Oh, no, we're not on.
No, we're not. Well, not all. Yeah, we're not on. Okay, so let's do this. I'll connect when Evan is awake, and then we can figure out another time, and perhaps it would be 10 a.m. tomorrow, Eastern time, so that we can record this for the next day.
Okay. Yeah, maybe follow up on that email.
I will.
The group email.
Okay.
Brilliant.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Charles.
Sorry for confusion.
All good. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, see, all good.
Let's talk about Charles for a second. My goodness.
Well, he may be on London time.
He sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Now, you're judging a book by its cover.
I absolutely am.
All right.
I absolutely am.
So anyway, you're fine, but let it go. It's not the end of the world. We have plenty
I will say I feel bad because it's Kevin Spacey, and he's one of probably five people I would be excited to meet. I was even practicing answering the phone and saying, hi, Mr. Spacey.
How are you?
Because I'm not going to call him Kevin.
Okay, let's rehearse that. I'm going to call in as Kevin Spacey's
people. As upset
people.
Kevin Spacey because yes. I up this interview okay. three times in
yes.
a row?
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to call in and you're going to answer it the way that you've practiced, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ring, ring, ring.
Hello. Oh, shit.
Oh, all right,
let me do this again.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, Elvis Duran Show.
Hello, who is this? I'm Kevin Spacey, and I'm very upset.
Hi, Mr. Spacey. I apologize for any sort of miscommunication, but we're very excited to have you on the show today.
Well, whose job was it to schedule
this
phone call?
It was mine, and I apologize.
No, kind of inept man are you?
Guys, it would not go down that way.
Will you be Kevin Spacey then?
No, I'm not going to be Kevin Spacey. It's going to get worked out. I think we should just move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let it go.
But this is the show. This is we. It's not all fun and games.
Yeah, okay. That was the point of what we're trying to tell you. There are, you know, hiccups from time to time, and we move on.
All right.
How come you guys can't be more calm and cool and collected like me?
Just like you.
So Greg T has a special surprise for us. What did he want to do?
Well, Greg T was in the other room talking about how he has a dirty bucket list item, and he thinks everybody has a bucket list item that's filthy.
Is it on the fuck it list?
Yeah, okay. Right, not the bucket list.
Okay, my point to Scary was that, you know, everybody has a bucket list. You know, I want to jump out of an airplane, I want to run a marathon,
right. The whole point is you want to get everything done before you kick the bucket.
Right, but okay. I also think that, and this, I hate to do these generalization statements, but I really do think that everybody, each one of us, has a very dirty, sick, twisted side to us that
because
we don't
he has
let
one, and he's never going to fulfill.
Okay, so what?
Like, I wouldn't go tell my neighbors, "Hey, I'm really dark, sick, and twisted inside," because I want them to like me as a person, you know. So I'm not going to tell them that.
So the point is, you have a dirty item on your bucket list.
Yeah, for instance, like, you know, so we all know we got on this topic. I think it was talking about, like, you know, call girls, women of the night. So like when you're in Vegas,
what the hell are you talking
call
about?
Call girls, women of the night.
Yeah, well, you know, women of the night.
Okay, they are escorts. Or prostitutes.
Sex workers.
When you're in Vegas, you see a lot of
women of the night.
You see a lot of these beautiful women.
Well, Bethany was up last night. Are you officially a woman?
Apparently,
you're a woman of the night.
Woman
that was
of
my
the night.
Favorite song from Phantom of the Opera.
Well, for instance, if you're
music,
in
dumbass.
If you're in
it's music
Vegas,
of the night, you shithead. All right, now what do you say?
If you are in Vegas,
wait. So you want to have sex with the Phantom of the Opera?
Listen, no. If you're in Vegas, it's very common.
Did you buy a hooker?
No. Listen.
Sex worker.
Oh my
please
God.
Get to the point. Let
I'm
him
trying.
Get to the point.
Okay. Woman of the night?
Oh.
Go.
When you go to Vegas.
Harlot.
When you are in Vegas.
Trollop.
Every single.
Coquette.
Oh
Pussy.
My God, I can't get through
okay, okay,
it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Reset. When you're landmines. Okay, when you're in Vegas. Go.
Right. When you're in Vegas.
Dame Broad.
Every casino that you go to, there are very beautiful women that are just out there waiting to get the nod, you know, and then you make the phone call and whatever. No, it doesn't matter that I'm married. That's irrelevant. What I'm saying is, on my bucket list, I've never done that before. I've never
gone to Vegas
and made a call.
May I turn your 25-minute diatribe into like 1 second?
You guys made me
on your bucket list is hiring a prostitute.
Sex worker.
But not like that. Not of hiring a prostitute like I'm driving in a car like in the Bronx and I pick somebody up like in the bad area.
You
want
to pick one up at a Vegas lobby bar.
Yeah, like or if I go, like say if I go to a foreign country and like they're walking
okay,
around.
But
you know?
Hiring someone for sex is hiring someone for sex. It doesn't matter if it's on a street corner or on online. It's hiring someone for
okay,
someone for
fine.
Sex.
If you want to, okay, you want to, that's fine. So that's on the bucket list.
But I told him that that's an unrealistic bucket list item because he's married.
Yeah. That doesn't matter.
That ship has sailed already.
No. That's irrelevant. Again, it's the bucket list is to hire a prostitute.
Sex worker.
No,
right.
a bucket list are things that you do, that you plan on doing.
Well, if I can get to it, I'll get to it.
You're
I'll
married, you jerk.
But no. I'm not saying now. I know I'm married, but who knows the future? In 3 years, Trish could say, I'm out of here, and then I'm back
okay.
at my bucket
so
list.
So let's clarify this entry on your bucket list.
But it could be
if and when I'm ever single, I want to hire a sex worker.
But I don't even think it has to be like that. I just think like
that's what you're saying.
Well, so that would go in a separate. That would go in a separate bucket. Right, it's not your current bucket.
Another one.
My bucket can't have that in.
Okay. A bucket's a bucket.
Well, this thing. Another one on my list is.
Wait, hold on. There's another one.
Yes, of course.
How many buckets do you have?
Like, I would love.
Well, your ceiling is dripping.
This seems so like crazy. Like you see these movies all the time, you know.
Okay.
And I've never done this ever in my life, and
I probably
won't.
Okay. To the point, please.
But like. What's it like to be, you know, if you took
a
massive
hooker.
Drugs, like a really oh, bad drug, where you had to like shoot up with some kind of a bad
do
drug?
Not, you
don't do drugs.
You don't
no,
want to
I'm
do
not.
That.
Right, but that's on the dirty bucket list.
No, you're not understanding the point of a bucket list. Or these are things you are intending to get to.
But I'm probably never going to, but it's
no,
kind of cool.
Why would you put it on
It's
there?
Not on your bucket list. Yes, you're curious about it.
Right.
It's on the curious about it list.
Which is a whole different bucket.
But what do you want to know?
It's a bucket of things you're curious about.
If you've never shot up heroin, what do you want to know? Just one time?
I don't want to know about what it's like. And I have friends whose lives were ruined and even taken from them because
and
of heroin.
I would never want to do that. I don't condone it.
Then it's not on your bucket list.
Then it's not on your bucket list.
I told you, you
idiot. Okay, look at it this way. A bucket list is a things to do list.
Okay.
I want to see the Northern Lights. That's on my bucket list. I want to do that before I die.
But that's the good things. I'm talking about the bad things.
I've been trying to convince him for 2 days. It's not really on his bucket list.
A bucket list, listen to me. Yes. It's a list of things you are going to do, period. It's things you're going to do.
Goals of yours.
Goals. So curious about the high of heroin is not a goal, or unless it is. Unless you plan on doing it, don't put it on your bucket list.
Okay, like number three. Like, what would it be like to stake out somebody's house, wait till they're gone, and then break in and steal?
And break in and steal what?
Rob them. Steal
whatever you can get. What would you go for first?
Can we talk about this on the big show? Okay, so
let me ask you. Which bucket do I put that in? Is that in your bucket list bucket, or is that in your things I'm curious about list?
Like, for instance, my neighbors will often go to Florida, and like he'll say, "Hey, Greg, listen, just to let you know, next Tuesday we're leaving. We're gonna be in Florida till like Friday."
Right.
And I'm like, "All right, see you later." And I'm always thinking, like, now I know. Like, what if I can actually crack his window open and break in and like rob him?
Would you check it off my bucket list? Would you put like hose over your face so we don't recognize you?
Yeah, right. And like check it off, like robbery, did it? You
a little
know?
Black
like,
that's fisherman's so cap.
Robbery: colon, did it.
Would you like to write down robbery and then put a line through it?
Woman of the night, did it.
Woman of the night.
Heroin did it.
And then the line goes down. Okay, so.
I'm not saying I'm going to do anything.
Can someone please, we only have a minute left, Google the bucket list.
Okay.
It's a list of things you want to do and you will do, not things you're curious about.
Okay, but there are some people that always like make it up. Like, they'll do something and go, oh my God, bucket list. For instance,
Straight Nate has on his bucket list a very obscure thing. He wants to get into a bar fight.
I do. I really want to do that.
So are you planning on actually doing it?
This may be going on Greg T's curious list because I'm nervous about
it. It's on the curious list.
So that's what I'm saying.
Not the bucket list.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like I was thinking, I have a person that cleans the house sometimes. I would think, like, what it'd be like if I came home and me and the person that cleans the house got it on in the bedroom, you know? And then
are you gonna do that? Do you want to do it?
Probably
like, soon?
Not, but
okay,
it looks
then
good
it's
in
not
movies.
On, it's not on a bucket list.
I'm curious about jumping off the roof of a building, but I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. But you could.
But no, but I'm not going to do it. It's on a curious list.
I think there's nasty, dirty things that everybody wants to do. Everybody has a dirty,
but it's
nasty
not
side.
On a bucket list.
Okay, here's the definition. Go.
Bucket list. Noun, informal. A number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime.
Okay, do you hope to do heroin in your lifetime?
No, I don't.
Okay, then it's not on your bucket list.
But what if it was?
But it's not. That's the point.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.